For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There is no longer a doubt in my mind that Joe Burrow is that guy. Last night, we saw a man with ice in his veins, someone who came up so clutch. Don't get me wrong, it was a team effort. The whole team stifled the Bills at every single turn. But Joe Burrow looked like 20-year-in Tom Brady. I think the conversation is over as far as who the this is going to be a hot take. I think the conversation is over that it's Mahomes and Josh Allen. I think that's over. I really do. Burrow in my mind is the guy. If someone was to come to me today and say, "We're going to start a football team, who's your quarterback? Who is your starting quarterback?" My answer, like, who are you taking? 1-1. First pick. Every guy's available. Mahomes is available. Allen's available. They're all available. It's Burrow. I'm taking Burrow. Listen, you're going to laugh at this first comp, but one of the most accurate quarterbacks I've ever seen is Tua Tagovailoa. Doesn't mean he's the best. There's shortcomings, injury history, but the accuracy is uncanny. Burrow has the accuracy of Tua, the cerebral mind of Peyton Manning, the clutch and ice-cold veins of Tom Brady, the athleticism of definitely someone in the upper half of, you know, quarterbacks. Not running style. He's not a running quarterback. But he's got all the attributes of people that do things at a very high and great level. And I don't think there's a quarterback I'd trust more. Not even Mahomes. Mahomes might be one of the most physically gifted arm talents in the league. But Burrow just has what you want in a quarterback through and through. Is he hop off the charts elite athleticism, running skills, arm talent? No. But neither was Tom Brady. Neither was Peyton Manning. And look at some of the best quarterbacks of all time. Most of them are very cerebral quarterbacks. Joe Burrow is just elite in that area. He is an elite football mind. His touch is elite. His accuracy is elite. His determination to make good plays is elite. That's it for me. There's no conversation here for me. It is Burrow. Burrow or Mahomes, give me Burrow. Burrow, Josh Allen, give me Burrow. Josh Allen's a great quarterback. He's missing that one elite quality. And it is just being clutch and having ice in his veins. A lot of bad throws from him yesterday. Mahomes is Mahomes. I mean, he's going to be great for a long time, but ask yourself this question. At 35 years of age, will Mahomes' elite arm talent keep him as a top three quarterback, or will his fall off be harder than a guy like Joe Burrow, who has a different set of elite skills, namely his football mind and his touch and accuracy, which is just uncanny sometimes? You give me Burrow. Burrow's probably going to be, he's going to keep you in contention probably till he's 40, realistically, if his body holds up. I don't see Mahomes being that great for that long. just like Lamar Jackson. Great quarterback, but his skill set does not translate to old age or middle age. It just doesn't translate at all. So therefore, yesterday, I like how the camera changed when I did this. That's fun. I kind of liked it better the other way. Interesting. Nice. Anyways, Burrow's skill set translates to going to be really good. Going to be really good for a really long time. And that offensive line, granted, this wasn't all Burrow. You had to look at everything. The offensive line played fantastically. The defense played fantastically. The Bills played, you know, not great, but that was because of the matchup. The Bengals matched up extremely well against everything Buffalo did. Everything.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that led me to this video today. My number one pick of any player in the NFL, if I'm starting a team, is Joe Burrow. Does that mean he's the number one fantasy pick? No, we're not talking fantasy. We're talking, you know, take over a team, take them to great heights. Who's your guy? Yesterday officially marked the dawn of Burrow. It is official. I will be surprised. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I will be surprised if Joe Burrow doesn't win his first Super Bowl title by the end of next month or whenever the Super Bowl is. I will be surprised. And if it happens, it will be because of the Eagles or Niners defense just making it too difficult. Because, you know, no matter how good you are, Tom Brady still lost Super Bowls. It happens. Like, you're not invincible, but the best chance at a team winning a Super Bowl is a guy like Joe Burrow. 100%. I'll still be surprised if he doesn't do it this year. Losing last year in the Super Bowl probably gave him the fire he needed to go out and win it this year. Only problem is the Eagles and Niners are... they just look elite. Their defense is a different animal. It's not the Bills' defense. Those two defenses in the NFC are a different animal. I don't know how KC is going to stop the Bengals. They can only outscore them. And with Mahomes being hurt, I know he's going to play, and he'll probably play fairly well. But there's no running back on that team that scares me. There's no wide receiver on that team that scares me. Travis Kelce can be scary, but the Bengals will find a way to limit him to about 80 yards and a touchdown, because that's about as good as you can do against a guy like that. So we'll see. But I truly, absolutely think that the KC game is going to go similar to the Bills game. I really think Cincinnati can take control. Will they? I don't know. It's going to depend on Mahomes. That defense isn't going to stop Cincy. It's not happening. It's going to come all the way down to Patrick Mahomes as to whether they get beat badly, lose in a squeaker, or the Chiefs win by 3-6 at the most. Should be an interesting week next week. As far as the Cowboys and not the Cowboys, they got dominated. Both those teams got dominated. Nobody really came out on offense yesterday in that game. Brock Purdy's still very impressive, though. To be that solid in a playoff game, you know, just good stuff. But yeah, next week should be very interesting. I'm going to call. I think the 49ers can beat the Eagles. I really do. But that's a 50-50 game. That all comes down to Jalen Hurts. 1,000%. Going to come down to Hurts. A.J. Brown. Somebody's going to have to ball out for the Eagles. Brock Purdy, this might be where we see him look more like a rookie against the Eagles. I know the Dallas Cowboys have a great defense. But I think if Brock Purdy is going to come back down to earth, it's going to be against the Eagles. So we'll see. 50-50. I'll go 51% Eagles, 49% Niners, because that defense, I think the Niners defense is scarier than the Eagles. I know that sounds crazy. They're both good, but we'll see. But I fully expect a 80s rematch, Bengals, 49ers. And it doesn't matter if it's Garoppolo or Brock Purdy. If it's the Super Bowl and the Bengals defense is still playing the way they played yesterday, it all comes down to the quarterback yet again, proving yet again that the NFL is all about who you got at quarterback. This is no longer a Trent Dilfer Super Bowl scenario. You got to have the QB. You may say last year, like, an elite guy didn't win the Super Bowl in Matthew Stafford, but Matthew Stafford on that team became elite. He became elite for a single season. It just all worked out. It was a perfect storm for that team. Make no mistake about it. Joe Burrow, if that was his second Super Bowl last year, the Bengals would have a title. But this year, it is a second Super Bowl if Joey B can get them past KC. Not a given, but I'd put my money on the Bengals all day, every day. My take from yesterday's game, the new king of the NFL. Even if he don't win the Super Bowl, even if he don't get there, it'll take a fluke for him not to get there, in my opinion, but he's the guy. NFL has a new king. His name's Joe Burrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.